Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers for this week. A very important day, Sunday. This Sunday, today, is a day we call Father's Day. And we think about the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. And He is our Heavenly Father, but we also recognize earthly fathers. I think, and I'm just speaking for me, I think that dads don't really get the respect that they used to. But I also know some of them don't deserve to have the respect that they used to. I know I was one of them. I regret a lot of the things I did as a father. I have a son now today that is isolated from me because of some of the things that he thinks that I did or did not do as a father. And I repent of that, but he still holds a lot of things against me. Thank God I got a daughter who says, "Happy Father's Day, Dad." And my prayer is for my son, who is also a father, that there can be some reconciliation there someday, because it is a day. We are people of God, and we don't always have to like each other or do things like that, but we do need to love one another. Jesus gave us that commandment. Now, I might be dating myself, but I like to watch MeTV and some of the other old-timey networks that rebroadcast some things of old. One of the things that I like to do almost every day at 9:30 after the news is over, I tune in Green Acres. Now, it's kind of a stupid show, and I realize that, but it's got some laughs, and it makes you think about family life and relationship with people. But on this day, Father's Day, I was wondering, do you remember a program that was called Father's Knows Best? Now, I might be dating myself, but I thought that was a great, great program, because many fathers who were the good old days, so to speak, looked at that Father's Knows Best, and it was something that we could relate to. But did you know that 40% of the young people indicate they prefer the programs on television rather than having relationships with fathers or even mom and dad? It's a different world that we live in today. Because I like what I heard. There was a story about a 10-year-old boy who answered the doorbell at home one day, and he opened it, and there stood a strange man on the porch. And the man said, "Son, you don't know me, do you?" The young man said, "No, sir." Well, the man replied, "Well, I'm your uncle on your father's side." To which the young fellow replied, "Well, I'm glad to meet you, but you are certainly on the losing side." Dads don't have it easy, as they used to, but I don't think we as fathers ever had it easy. But the important thing is this, that Christian fathers, you can be a father, a secular father, and still be a good father, but Christian fathers are the kind of fathers that they really need to pay attention to who they are and who they follow and what their Heavenly Father is and who the Heavenly Father is that reflects us. Amen. Years ago, attendance in church was both mom and dad. Mom and dad attended church together back in the day, as they say, 72% of the time. And guess what? Their children also remained faithful to the church. They went to church as a family. If only mom attended regular, then there was only 15% that remained faithful. So the church is thankful for Christian fathers and for Christian mothers. Needless to say, the number of young people today having to raise children in a single-parent household is startling. Now, we saw that in our youth group and most of the kids in our youth group was from broken homes. But it's not always the mother just raising children. We have a lot of Christian fathers who also take the responsibility nurturing, as we think about single moms, but there's also single fathers. So it's a challenging time to be a parent in general. I was looking through the scriptures, and the Apostle Paul talked about some of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I know from my own personal relationship with my son, there needs to be some reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says this: "What this means is those who become Christians become new persons, and they are not the same anymore, for the old life is gone and the new life has begun." And that new life means that we need to love, respect. Scripture says that if you love and respect your parents, both mom and dad, you'll live a long life. But there needs to be reconciliation in the families, even if you're divorced. Now, my children are to my first wife, but I stay in touch with her after I became a Christian and she became a Christian. It was after we divorced, we understood the need for reconciliation and the peace that passes all understanding. No, we didn't get remarried or anything like that, but we have a good relationship. But more importantly, our relationship with God was damaged also beyond repair. You know, we live in a broken world. And sometimes we can do nothing to undo the sin that we have placed between ourselves and God, and also our family and also our children. God, in His infinite wisdom and grace, has reached out to us through Christ, blotting out our sins and reconciling us to Himself. So what the Apostle Paul is talking about, the most natural thing in the world to do is this kind of good news is to share it. Think about who might be in your circle, or friends or acquaintances or children or nieces and nephews, that just might need to know the joy and the release of all of that mess and have a reconciliation with God. Amen. So I've been thinking about that on this Father's Day. We had a wonderful time of celebrating Jimmy Crowder's life this past week. And it was just a joy. Now, Jimmy Crowder wasn't the perfect father, but his children had a lot of good to say about him and how much that he influenced the community. And I think we all have a father that we look up to. And if it's not an earthly father, then we can look up to our heavenly Father. But I want to share a study with you that was conducted by Cornell University some time ago. And this is fascinating. It says the American father spends 37.7 seconds a day with his children. Now, how they can come up with that, I don't know. These people that do studies, they're just amazing. But this is what the study said about dads being alone with their children. The child comes up and says, "Dad, can you give me a minute?" Well, 37 and 7/10 of a second don't even make up a minute. Now, many of us need to reassess the amount of time that we spend with our children, our grandchildren, our wives, our husbands, whatever it may be, and perhaps even our own parents if we're blessed enough to have our parents living. You see, the quality of time that we do together, sitting in the same room, virtually ignoring everything else around you, and just say, "Wow, this is so wonderful." There was a comedian that said, "You know what my dad does? My dad believes in meditation. He used to always say, sit down and shut up." Well, I know that there's all kinds of love relationships, but I just wanted to take a minute to reflect on on Father's Day, because children need parents who not only have time for them, and also to let them know that they're loved. They also need parents that they can look up to. You know, kids watch us. Now, I don't believe that I need to convince any of us how important it is to show love to a child. But sometimes fathers forget. And men are not conditioned for the most part to express their feelings as freely as women. But that doesn't use that for an excuse, because an intentional effort to communicate God's love to the kids and to the families. Well, I want to thank you for letting me ramble on today. But there's some hard truth, I think, all of us as parents, not only fathers, but in parents in general, mothers and fathers, that it would be a good time for all of us to reassess those really important relationships in our life. It's important because relationships are important. And I love what my friend John Riley always said, God said and commanded us to love one another. And we got to do that. As hard as it is, we got to do it. But he said you don't have to go fishing with them. And that's a good point to think about. We got to love one another. We don't have to like what they do, what they say, but we got to love them. And we don't have to have lunch with them or anything like that. Christ called us to be in an attitude of reconciliation. Well, we thank you for so many blessings and prayers. And we ask that you continue to keep the Crowder family in prayer as Jimmy went home to be with the Lord. And you know what it's like. We all experience grief when we lose a loved one. So many crazy things going on in our country. Without getting into a lot of details, we need to pray for the people that God put in authority over us. We thank you for law enforcement. We thank you for this country that we live in. It doesn't look like the same country I grew up in, but I know God's still on the throne. So we want to pray for our country and pray for other people. And I think the most important thing is to pray, because there's so many challenges. You know, Jesus in John chapter 17, I call that the true Lord's Prayer, because he prayed not only for himself, he prayed for us as his disciples, both when his original disciples with him and today as we are his disciples. It is really a neat thing to know that God prayed for us and continues to pray for us. But the prayer that we talk about commonly is the Lord's Prayer. And it's a prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. Pray the prayer. Use it for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. Pray with me the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to just give you my thoughts and rattle around with some things on this special day that we know as Father's Day. Tell a father somewhere that they are loved. Amen. Especially the Heavenly Father.